If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm here with Jared Poland, who bravely went down to the mall yesterday to cover for us the January 6 rioters who returned to the scene of the crime to celebrate the 5-year anniversary of the attempted insurrection. Jared, I sent you down there with a mission to cover it. Turns out it wasn't as crazy as I anticipated. People, if you stick around, you're going to get like a really great comprehensive video. But Jared, give us a brief summary of what you saw.
So there was about 100 pro-Jan 6 protesters, That was it. There was a lot of media there as well, a lot of Capitol Police. And then there was about 30 to 50 counter-protesters. I talked to people on both sides. There's a lot of interesting people out there.
Well, I saw the video. It's great. I encourage people to stick around for the totality of it because the people who came to counter protest were maybe punchier than the actual people who were there to celebrate January 6th. The people who were celebrating there included people who actually had been arrested, who rioted, who were pardoned by Trump. The whole thing's wild. It kind of is grotesque to see these people glorify that day. It kind of gives you a little bit of hope to see people turn out to say, you know what, fuck you guys for doing it. Jared, thank you for doing this. Everyone, stick around, watch the whole video, subscribe to the feed where you get great stuff like this. And if you become a subscriber, a paying subscriber, you can support more work for Jared, who's the guy that we send to do the most ridiculous projects in and around DC. So please become a Bulwark subscriber.
Why are you out here today?
I'm here for Donald Trump. I'm here basically for the 5-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. I was there during January 6th. Mm-hmm. We're here for Ashley Babbitt and a couple other people that we lost. And, you know, I'm here fighting with the Proud Boys. Mm-hmm. And I'm here just putting up the good fight, you know.
When you think of that day, what does it make you think about?
We were set up, you know. It was supposed to be an amazing day. And we were set up by the FBI. You know, other people pretended to be us. And it was supposed to be a great day, but it was a horrible day. You know, it was just a fun day, like a tour, basically, and they got set up. So I feel bad for them, you know. Luckily, I didn't have to go to prison, but I'm here because all the people that did have to go to prison.
I was in the gulag for many months. I'm one of those that was hunted down. 140 Republican congressmen were going to object that day, and I believe there's 12 senators as well, which is one reason they had the insurrection, the Fed-surrection, as we call it. It was an inside job.
I think the government attacked the people. People were up there assembling, and they were basically forced into a lobster trap, that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. And I saw it when I got there. They were throwing smoke bombs into the crowd, mm-hmm. trying to agitate the crowd. I thought the crowd was actually very well behaved, all things considered. There really wasn't, I mean, when you really look at the big picture, almost 1 million people, mm-hmm. a lot worse could have happened.
Our government set us up. They allowed us to walk in there and they hunted us down like terrorists and prosecuted us in an unfair court system. And that's exactly what it means. You know, mainstream media won't tell the truth. They won't show you the truth. They're never going to show evidence that's out there. They refuse to put it on TV and continue to call it an insurrection when we all know it was a Fed-surrection. There were hundreds of undercover FBI agents dressed as Trump supporters there.
Right here?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They can pay. Yeah,
President Trump signed it. I stood in front of him Labor Day 2023, September 4th, 2023, and had him sign this. And I took I knitted him an American flag, a huge American flag that was from all J6s across the country and people on the corner in Mama Mickey. And I asked him to sign this flag, and he did. And I said, what's one thing that you want to say to our prisoners when I go back to the D.C. gulag? And he said to me, tell them everything will be okay. And from that moment on, I believe in President Trump of everything he said.
I served one of the longest terms in the D.C. Gulag. I went into custody on January 11th. I was around the incident with the unfortunate death, murder of Roseanne Boylan by Officer Lila Morris and her involvement. There was 13 individuals on our indictment. They were doing nothing more than helping individuals that they did not know. Mm-hmm. Our brothers and sisters, didn't matter what walk of life, they saw something they didn't agree with. We were trying to save them. We begged and plead for them to help, to stop us, and instead we got brutalized. We got flashbanged. We got assaulted, beat over the head. It was absolute, I call it hell on earth. The saddest moment that I've ever witnessed with my own eyes, to see law enforcement put in the predicament that they were in, mm-hmm. to be manipulated by such evil politicians, both on the left and the right. We can't allow that to ever happen again. There needs to be accountability for it. You know, we paid the ultimate price. It didn't take them long to slander, defame, and smear us and to try to convince the American public that we were domestic terrorists without charging us for it. Mm-hmm. We need to bridge the divide across the aisle and remember one thing. We have different tactics. We have all the same wants and needs, but different ways of getting there. But we're not that different. We have more in common than we'll ever be different. We need to get back to the unity. Mm-hmm. And we could probably fix this. You know, I think it personally is a goal to make sure that we never have another tragic day like that again.
Mm-hmm. While I was here 5 years ago, I was actually in VIP. I was the 25th or 26th person in line. I showed up at 12 a.m. thinking there was going to be Antifa here to fight because mm-hmm. I saw some footage like earlier in the day. Turned out there wasn't at that moment. And befriended Secret Service and staffers, and they said, hey, you've never been to a Trump rally, you can come in, VIP, even though I didn't have tickets. And I got to sit in row 5, listen to Trump's speech, and then a very long bathroom wait after it was all done, and then slowly went down to the Capitol. Didn't even know we were going to the Capitol until he said we're going to peacefully go down to the Capitol. Mm-hmm. So it was beautiful. It was a beautiful day. So I did reluctantly also accept a hit of a joint that was already lit from a hot girl inside an office where I was charging my phone. And police officers were walking by and they were
just... Do you know what office it was in?
Yeah, Senator Merkley. I wish there was a real insurrection that day because a lot of lives would have been saved in the long run. You know, I don't think the mess that happened in Afghanistan would have happened. I strongly doubt that we would have had war within Ukraine. And I don't think the Gaza situation would have been what it is, nor all the illegal immigrants that came in here costing us lots of money, but also the people that have lost their lives. You know,
the ice jacket. Are you a fan or an employee?
No, I'm a huge fan. Okay. Yeah, volunteer employee. I kidnap on my own time.
January 6th, it was the third Stop the Steal rally I attended. I attended the one in November, December, and January 6th. I went to January 6th because my vote in New Jersey was never counted. If you certified a stolen election, each one of you committed treason. We did not win to overthrow the government. We did not go to do any act of violence. We were attacked by the Capitol Police. We were attacked by the SWAT, I guess they got, whatever, the SWAT mm-hmm. people that they got. We were set up. It was a complete setup.
And who do you think set you up?
Well, Nancy Pelosi, why did she decline the National Guard that day? There was even not even one barricade. There's some videos of the Capitol Police giving tour to one of the J6ers, a lot of the J6ers. Every Senate member who certified that election that day, they each one of them, they committed treason. We want accountability. It's not that Trump, he's the president of this country. He cannot go prosecute people. That's your job, Bam Bundy. You need to do something, or nicely we tell you, step down.
I don't want any violence to happen to those people that perpetrated these crimes against humanity, against Americans. But I want them to pay.
That's right.
They made an example out of us.
That's right.
And we need to make an example out of them.
One beer here.
Oh, shit!
Why are you out here today?
Because this has to stop. The corruption, the incredible display that you can do anything and get away with it. These people attacked our Capitol. They were insurrectionists, and they were released for no reason whatsoever. The corruption is being rewarded, and there's no stop right now. We've got to get busy, get Congress to do something to step in and get some kind of sanity restored in America.
Capitol Hill resident since 94, and I have lived through a lot being on Capitol Hill for that long. But honestly, January 6th was the most terrifying time that I've ever been in my own neighborhood. Mm. I had a daughter getting a sweet green salad on Pennsylvania Avenue right near the Capitol. I had another kid across town, and I watched in utter horror as they smashed windows and attacked our police officers, our Metropolitan Police Department, Capitol Police officers. And the desecration that took place in what is the symbol of our democracy was just heartbreaking. And then the first thing that Donald Trump does when he becomes president is he pardons 4,000 people who had been some had been convicted by jurors of their peers through or gone through the court system. And he pardons all of these criminals who are now taunting everyone with a ridiculous memorial march on January 6th where police officers died. It is so outrageous. Honestly, when I think about it for more than 5 seconds, I just become so disillusioned and sick and lose all hope for the future of our country.
It doesn't take courage to break the law. It takes courage to uphold the law.
Yes.
Vice President Pence, January 6th, yes. 2021. How do you feel about that day? How do you feel about what's going on right now?
Well, I feel like that day was a watershed moment in the history of the United States. I think it brought about a new age of political violence in this country, one which might overpowers law and violence overpowers decency and the better angels of our nature, as Lincoln once said. I think that day it changed my life as an American. I saw a violation of a peaceful transfer of power that I had taken for granted mm-hmm. for a number of years. And I saw a historical precedent that was set that if you look at other countries and democracies in the history of the world, they usually are violated in the same way with demagogues and the following that they amass kind of coalescing around them to violate the norms and laws that we hold dear in a democracy. So today it was interesting to see a smaller crowd of people mm-hmm. Than I was originally expecting, kind of a smaller cohort of diehards, Enrique Tarrio mm-hmm. being there and definitely leading the group. But what I was trying to kind of get a sense of is if it was going to be treated as if like it was the beer hall putsch mm-hmm. in Germany, which after Hitler returned to power, he made the beer hall putsch kind of a patriotic national holiday mm-hmm. for Germany. And I wanted to try to stake my claim and say that we're not going to allow that day to be rewritten in the history books, that even if I have to stand out here by myself mm-hmm. and remind people what that day really was, that we need to, my own opinion is enough for me. And I can stand in the breach against any of them, just like Vice President Pence mm-hmm. did on January 6th.
A person who is entirely unfit to manage a McDonald's is in charge of the entire country. Again, even after he incited a riot to overthrow the government and try to abolish the U.S. Constitution. And it's really amazing to see this many police out here protecting the people who tried to kill them. This is all backwards.
50th anniversary, it's obscene that these people are here. It's obscene they got away with it and I had to do something.
On January 6th, like, how did that day make you feel?
I watched the whole thing. I turned on the TV thinking something was going to happen, not anticipating this. And when I saw this happening, I started calling people saying, you have to turn on the TV. So when people say that it is what it's not what it seems to be, I go, no, I watched it live. I watched it live. Don't tell me I'm imagining things. Stop the nonsense. Facts are facts. And it makes me crazy that nothing's happened.
I'm out here to try and help get our democracy back on track. Mm-hmm. And I'm an old lady. I think it'll take at least 20 years for us to get back to any semblance of our democracy as it was. Mm-hmm.
So what brings you out here today?
Nazis. Fucking Nazis. Actually, these traitors, pieces of shit, had the nerve to try and march on the same building where they committed their insurrection and treason.
5 years ago when they did that, how did it make you feel?
Just honestly violated. Violated for one of the first times in my life. Like, insane. Just because of the fact that there was no repercussion whatsoever. And there was just pardons. Pardons for every jackass. Like, no justice got served. No justice got done. Any writs of treason or anything. And the consequences thereof just failed right in front of our eyes. That was probably one of the biggest signals that it was all shit.
I'm heartbroken that it's something that's being celebrated in my nation's capital, this insurrection that happened.
Well, I'm a D.C. native, and I remember the storming of the Capitol. I knew something was going to happen because I stayed in their chat rooms, and they were very violent, talked about a lot of violent plans that they had, and lo and behold, a lot of violence happened on Jan 6. Mm-hmm. And now they have the audacity to do a march in support of people like Ashley Babbitt or Donald Trump that corralled them all to storm our capital, our nation's capital. It's absurd. And people need to be out here to resist demons like that. Mm-hmm. There's no accountability, no justice. Everyone that went into that building got pardoned. They never served their full sentence. Trump never got anything. He never got convicted for anything or inciting it. Mm-hmm. There's no accountability. This is the most that we can do. Have a visible and verbal display of resistance to him. That's why I'm out here.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.